In 1970, I was 8 years old. My mother was a graduate student at Kent State University. That was the year that the Ohio National Guard killed four students at an anti-war protest. It was also the same year that POW MIA bracelets came out. My mom and I both got them. Mine commemorated Lieutenant Commander Michael Dunn. We both checked the newspaper periodically through the years to see if our person had come back or been found, and I never found anything. Then when the internet came out in the late 90s, I started periodically checking that for evidence of his return. Eventually I found his sister, and she had told a newspaper reporter that his remains had been found in a rice paddy in North Vietnam. I called her and we talked, and I sent her the bracelet, and she eventually buried it with him in his casket at Arlington National Cemetery.